Stop the Press, episode 26.
We made it to the grand finals, and oh my goodness.
Well, it was the biggest one. Cranner got bundled out.
Mate, number one all year, lost one game, then faces up to Matty Oliver. God, I'd love a flag.
Well, he might just get a flag this time. He scored amazing, man. Well done. Congratulations, you beat Cranner. 2,474 points to his 2,210. So that was 463 points, 4 points.
Mate, good your maths right.
Yeah, but how good's that? So Cranner actually lost anyway. Sorry, Shane Cranfield, but yeah, Goddard's come a long way, man. Finishing sixth, so he's topped him up and booted him out.
Who was the other one, mate? Cranner.
No, Cracker Fat.
Oh, sorry, it's the KRA.
Yeah, so Cracker Fat, he posted 2,458. So they're playing off next week, Cracker and Goddard.
Mate, you get it right too.
Yeah, so in Goddard, you're ahead on that, in that regard. You were 20, or what's that, 16 points.
Mate, it's going to be a tight one. Cracker, who'd he play? He'd be, this is it. No, who got 2,426. So, Cranner, mate, you were the lowest posted for this week. And season's over, unfortunately, mate, for you. The bottom eight, mate, how did that go?
Well, unfortunately, the two blokes who had the week off, Michael Edgeworth, Hand of God.
Why do you always have to clear your throat?
Oh, just because I'm just trying. I don't know, I'm just talking too much and...
Anyway, it doesn't happen to me.
Well, you burp sometimes, too.
Anyway, who'd you say? Hand of God. Michael Edgeworth, he went down to Magpie Maniac. Boucher, my dad, mate! I knew you'd make it.
How good's that? 2,258 points to 2,290. So that's almost 200 points of difference. What up, Boucher? First one into the grand final, unfortunately.
Yeah, mate. Lord of the Pies, my little... second son, Anthony Linsky, I'm sorry, mate, you just came up short against, 18 points short of Marco Matafis, Papa Walk's mob. Mate, he did well from 13th. He was the second, he came second last year, didn't he?
Yeah, and so now he's going to play off with Bouch, Magpie Maniac and Papa Walk's playing off in the grand final. Do you want to look at the teams?
Well, okay, so let's start with Goddard, mate. What a blistering score. Might I add, if you haven't missed the finals in previous years, you've been, you've been a bit of a bridesmaid over the years, mate, so it's good to see you come up trump this week. This year, yeah, mate, so do you want to look at the matching players that they had?
So, yeah, they both had Heath Shaw, 124. This is where it was different. Dangerfield was Crowner's captain. He got a score of 112, which...
became 224 double, is that right?
Yeah, so Dangerfield, and who did, Goddard had Rocky, so he got an extra 20 points above him, I think. 246, so 123 points versus 112, so good picking there, man. I mean, that helps you, but you did win by a couple hundred points anyway, so it didn't really matter in the end.
They both had Lockie Neal, mate, 169. Mate, we haven't seen, that's probably the third biggest score of the year, isn't it?
Well, 180 was Kennedy's in round ones against Brisbane.
Yeah, 180, so yeah. Menegola, far out, but it's just a shame it's the end of the year because you can't make too many big bucks off him, but he's handy to have in the midfield, 109, as is Lockie Hunter.
Yeah, he got 111. Goldstein, not much, he got 75.
Maxi Gorm, 105. And Zach Merritt, mate, 148. Well, was he for you, captain, the other week, mate? He didn't come up very good. Or you last week, he lost.
I know, I got booted out. But Merritt wouldn't have wouldn't have made a difference.
Who else? You said I yawned, mate. You cursed me.
So I should have said that you burp a lot.
Yeah, anyway, it's just... doesn't matter. Louis Montagna, 126 as well. They both had him. Now, who was... who cost Cranner, mate? Let's look at the shit scores.
Okay, McDonald Tippenguadi, he got 37, so that really sucks. Brody Smith, I had him in my team.
What do you mean your team?
Well, I'm playing along anyway, did some trades and just seeing how my score goes.
Okay, well, what's the point of that?
Well, I just want to see how I rank.
All right, mate, tell us what you got.
I got 22.62.
Oh, that's not too bad. So you were You were the fourth best one out of those, mate. You would have beat Crowner that week. So that's been the story of the year. You can beat Crowner when you're not playing him with schools.
Yeah, it's a real shame. I think who else would have... who else is good for Crowner? No, who else is crap for Crowner? He had a carriage on the forward line. He would have stuffed a lot of people up. He did not play as a red dot, and Crowner did not have any bench cover in the forwards.
Mate, that's really annoying. Yeah, so Buddy Franklin got 30, and Markov, everyone's great white hope, got 54. On the plus side, he had Matty Boyd.
Yeah, he got 117. Hanbury got 105. Pendlebury, your man, Dad.
Yeah, 145, mate. We would have been nice to have him as captain. Yeah, so that's pretty good. We should be looking at the man of the moment, Mr. Goddard, Matty Oliver. Callum Mills, 102. Doherty, 108. Johannesson, back to his blistering best, 144.
Cochin again, it's painful, man, 81. Side bottom, did he get tagged?
Yeah, he got 107, so not much. Seb Ross just keeps coming back, 132. As we mentioned, Rocky is captain. And Nick Riewoldt, yeah, still above 100, but he's a bit up and down like a yo-yo.
No, he's good. He's mostly good.
This is the most, look at this. Phillips, anyone had him on the bench? 110 from Collingwood. Well, everyone from Collingwood had a good week. Good game this week, didn't they?
Yeah, Mills was also good. He got 95 on the bench. He was on Crowner's midfield bench.
Yeah, so that's some pretty good numbers there, guys, if you want to go and tune in and check out their stats. Who's the other one? Cracker Fat, mate. He beat, my little nephew, Michael Trapani. Sorry, mate, you're out.
I'm pretty happy because I lost to him, and he's going on to play loose to Crowner, who take it up to Matty Oliver. I'm tipping Oliver.
Yeah, mate, me too. But scores like that, mate, he's in the hot seat, definitely. Who'd they have? Cade Simpson, who's sure, Hanbury, all over 100, as is Lucky Hunter. Rocky in danger. So Cracker had Rocky as captain, and he beat, this is it, Danger, who got slightly less of a score. Maxi Gorn, Dale House got 80. Big whoop.
Yeah, who else is there? Montagna as well. So a lot of good scores. 2,400 to getting everyone score over 100. That's pretty impressive.
Well, Selwood 102 and Jordan Lewis 100. Oh, man, it's late. I can't do this too much longer. They caught us the second last podcast.
Yeah, thanks for listening along, guys, as we say every week. We're nearly finished with the year, so we've got the grand final next week, which is going to be, it's going to be tight, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be a great little affair. Menegola, he had him on the bench, 109, Cracker. But he's got too much money to, I don't know. Anyway, so the bottom eight, we've mentioned them as well with their teams, Hand of God. who's good for you, mate? Well, same old. Menegola, Josh Kennedy. We've got a minute and a half left.
Yeah, so we're going to step on. Edgy had Prittis, well done, 111. And you got Grundy in 139. That was pretty sweet. Unfortunately, it didn't really help you towards the end.
Yeah, Patrick Cripps, mate, 139. He was good for Paul Boucher's Magpie Maniacs, mate. Good stuff, mate. I told you, I put the money on him early on, and I'm about to cash in. Had he win? If he does win?
Anyway, we've got to wrap it up. Lord of the Pies just went short to Papa Wogs, who was good for him. They both had Josh Kelly. He got 104, which was good.
Yeah, mate, and Pendlebury was there. Trelaw, 134 for Marco, mate. And Jeremy Howe, 126.
How's that? Mate, good on you for sticking with the Pies, as we've said. All scoring good, really well for you. He had Wills on the field too for 95. Good pickup, man.
And he had Ollie Wines, 113. Anthony, we'll go back to your team, mate. Who was there? It's a couple of passengers, mate. I'm sorry about how that's happened. Anyway, we're moving on. Good luck next week, guys. Just got a few shout-outs here. Who we got? Beams. Brett Ray, you went up Mount Maroon on the weekend, mate. How far did you go? We just... Timmy does a walk every day. How long do you go?
It's 2.4 k, so in a pram up and down hills.
Yeah, Mount Moraine, mate. Let us know how far you go. Anyway, Matty Oliver, well done on the 2k run, Sunny Coast Marathon. All right, that's us, guys. See you later. Go Pies.
See ya.